Mothership Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to this brand new series that we are doing here on Worship Radio 247 on the Daily Devotional. Today we're looking at a 60-part series, yes, I said it, 60 parts or thereabouts, on the character of Jesus. These are all the character traits of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before I bring you that, I want to open by quoting the words of a wonderful, wonderful hymn. The words were written by Fanny Crosby, and it's just beautiful. W. Howard Dunn wrote the music, and it was written in 1868. Listen to these words. More like Jesus would I be, let my Saviour dwell with me. Fill my soul with peace and love, make me gentle as a dove. More like Jesus will I go, pilgrim in this world below. Poor in spirit would I be, let my Saviour dwell in me. If he hears the raven's cry, if his ever watchful eye marks the sparrow when they fall, surely he would hear my call. He will teach me how to live, all my sinful thoughts forgive. Pure in heart I still would be, let my Saviour dwell in me. More like Jesus when I pray, more like Jesus day by day. May I rest me by his side, where the tranquil waters glide. Born of him, through grace renewed, by his love my will subdued. Rich in faith, I still would be, let my Saviour dwell in me. Beloved, we're looking at the character of Jesus today on the program. And we're looking today at part one. And part one is simply love. One of the greatest characteristics of our Lord, I would say that unequivocally, the greatest of those is love. If we read in John, the 15th chapter, and from verse 9, it says this: I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you would be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy would overflow. I'm going to say that again because look at this. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. And this is where I want to focus today. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Beloved, we don't have a choice in this. We've just seen where Jesus is saying, this is my commandment. He is commanding us to do this. This isn't something that we have decided to do because we think it's kind of cool to do that. And even when we come across conflict in our life, when we come across situations where we don't like someone because of what they've done to us, the way they've hurt us, we are instructed, commanded to love them. No matter what they've done, no matter the hurt they've caused us, no matter what has happened, what has gone on before, Jesus is saying, love one another as I have loved you. This is my commandment. And he goes on to say, greater love has no man than this, than he lay down his life for his friend. Well, let me just go one step further. Would you lay down your life for your enemy? Because if you wouldn't, then you're not loving the way you should. Because Jesus tells us clearly to love our enemies. He then goes on to say, love our neighbors as ourselves. And beloved, if you don't love yourself, there lies a major problem right there. I hear you say, David, it's not easy to love yourself. Sometimes when you've done things in your life and you've sinned, you can't love yourself. Yes, you can, and let me tell you why. I have talked to you many times about forgiveness, and the way to forgive is to forgive with your will. But what a lot of us don't do oftentimes, beloved, is we don't forgive ourselves. And if we don't forgive ourselves, that's why we don't love ourselves. Jesus tells us we must love ourselves. This is what we are supposed to do, because by loving ourselves, we will radiate love to others. They will sense that love. They will pick that love up. This is my commandment, says Jesus. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. If you've got your Bible open to John, the 15th chapter and verse 12, please, please, please underline it. If you haven't, I want you to write it on a post-it note and I want you to whack it on the fridge. I want it to be on your refrigerator every time you go to it to open it, to get a bottle of milk out or whatever. I want you to see those words. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. What do you think Jesus did? On that cross 2,000 years ago, I have a picture now of the Lord carrying his cross down the Via della Rosa as he makes his way toward Golgotha, the place of the skull, where he is going to be crucified cruelly. Already he had been scourged and whipped. Already, his body was racked in pain, as he had been scourged 39 times, the Bible tells us. He was in agony. And along comes Simon and picks up his cross for the Lord and takes it for him because he couldn't carry the weight. But beloved, when he died on the cross at Calvary, he took more weight than you and I will ever, ever know. Because he took the weight of the world. He took the weight of sin on his shoulders. That's why Isaiah says, "We knew him not." Isaiah says he was nothing to look at. In fact, let's just turn real quick to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. I want to read this because it's really important. Verse 3 says, "He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped, beloved, so we could be healed. Love one another as I have loved you. There is no greater love than this, than you lay down your life for your friend. Would you be willing to do that? In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for your word today. We give you the honor and we give you the glory, Lord. Thank you for pouring right now as we are listening to your word. Thank you for pouring your love down upon us in Jesus' mighty name.